You're listening to SBS News.
They think that dating a black girl is like the lowest anyone could ever go.
You are two nuns who are in love.
Because it was so condemned by the church.
If they were watching, what would you want them to know about your relationship?
It's happening.
What is love? Love can be defined as an intense feeling, a great interest and pleasure in something, or an unconditional affection with no limits. Romance author Nicholas Sparks described it as a phenomenon that awakens the soul and makes us reach for more, while Dr. Seuss wrote, "You know you're in love when you can't fall asleep, because reality is finally better than your dreams." But not all love is textbook. For many it can be complicated, it can be forbidden for a number of reasons. Take Anupam Sharma and her partner Paul, for example.
My family has a problem with our relationship, basically because Paul's a white man, and we have decided not to get married, and we are child-free by choice, so none of that really suits them. My parents are back in India, but we haven't really spoken in about 4 years.
Ms. Sharma and Paul met on Tinder and have been together for 5 years. She is Indian Hindi and has had 2 long-term relationships in her lifetime. Her first relationship lasted 10 years, and 6 years into that relationship, her parents were sending her suitors for an arranged marriage. Ms. Sharma has been with her current partner Paul for 6 years now, and hasn't spoken to her parents in 4 years because of their attitude toward her love choices.
I think I didn't tick the boxes for them. Once you graduate from university, you get a good job, and then you're supposed to get married, ideally to somebody they consider to be suitable, which with my parents would be an Indian man, then have children and raise a family, and none of that has happened for them. Certainly, as a child, I knew it didn't matter what I would achieve. At the end of the day, I had to be a domestic goddess, because by the age of 8, I knew how to cook to a point and, you know, wash dishes and do things around the house, because, you know, if you don't even know how to do this, then who's going to marry you?
Paul says he is truly in love and defends their relationship.
It's a strong, loving relationship. We have our family with our dog and our cat. And Anupam's an incredibly credible woman. And they should be proud of her instead of constantly trying to change and bend her to their whim.
It's a different kind of forbidden love story for 79-year-old Monica Hingston. She is a second cousin of Cardinal George Pell. Ms. Hingston was a Catholic nun for 22 years before falling in love with fellow Catholic nun Peg Moran, who is from Iowa in the United States. Ms. Hingston was 43 years old at the time. They met at a social gathering with Mercy Sisters in Santiago, the capital of Chile. She told Insight that their relationship deepened once they shared a house together while working as missionaries.
It was about 4 months later, and I can definitely pick this time when I absolutely fell head over heels for her. But then, of course, it caused all sorts of difficulties for us. And we knew that that we couldn't remain within our congregations because it was so condemned by the church.
Ms. Hingston says the disapproval of same-sex relationships, which the Vatican once declared as depraved, made her feel upset and it deeply angered her. But the sacrifice they made for their forbidden love was worth it.
Just know what a very happy existence and extraordinary gift we had together. We even had straight couples asking us what was it was that was so special about our relationship, what made it tick. And that was hard to sort of nail down. It was just a beautiful meeting of minds and spirit.
For more, tune into Insight tonight at 8:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on SBS One to delve deeper into Monica and Anupam's story, plus the forbidden love stories of John Killick, the infamous bank robber who successfully escaped Silverwater Jail thanks to the help of his true love, and many more. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.